the Oscars, and what's in your wallet? What do they have in common? We're talking about it during this hour of America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous week. If you didn't, who cares? You're heading into a weekend. That means you can chillax. Thanks for listening to me here on America Tonight across this great country and beyond our borders. A couple of ways that you can participate in the show. Simply pick up your phone and dial the digits, 800-259-5791, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net, or you can also chat us up just by going to the website, too, or hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. Lots of ways to get to America Tonight. We're building more avenues every single day. I'm telling you, one step at a time. Newt Gingrich says it's one step at a time for him. That's why he decided he's going to take the bull by the horns, and he's come up with a plan to save our country through cheap, affordable, I guess it's the same thing, cheap but affordable, gas and other energy alternatives. In fact, to kick his campaign in the rear end, he's bought time on some key states, airtime, television time, and he's doing a half an hour show about this plan, really to unveil it that way. Saying that, you know, the cost of gasoline, he's going to bring it down to $2.50 a gallon. And he says, I'm going to do this in a variety of ways, but you're going to have to pay attention and listen because this is coming up. I have drilled down. I'm going to talk about creating jobs, gasoline prices, and energy independence. While Newt Gingrich thinks that this is a clever twist to convince people to vote for him, Nancy Pelosi is blaming Wall Street for high gas prices. Say, look no further than the street if you want to look for blame. And what she's talking about, and this is something that we've certainly addressed here on the show, is how does the price of gasoline jump up in the first place if we trace it back to the oil market and what ultimately becomes that speculative nature of it, or the situation in Iran where they're blocking oil shipments from the Persian Gulf. So that popped up the prices a bit. And now we've seen it go up a couple of dimes. In fact, that's what it's been since the last month. And it might go over, well over $4. I can guarantee you this. If the Republicans, I'm not kidding, if the Republicans really have a shot to win this election, if gasoline were to hit $5, all bets are off. $5 or more for a gallon of regular gasoline in this country could sink the current administration faster than you could say alternative energy. I am not kidding you. It's the same with unemployment. While that number's up over 8%, if that number jumped up to, let's say, 10%, guarantee Obama's not in the White House. But especially the gasoline number, that is vital. I'm serious. It's like when people walk around, you know, you see the blood pressure machines, you go into a Walmart. Of course, I boycott Walmart. Sorry, too many goods made in China from there for me, for my taste. We do a Made in America segment, so I won't go for it. But you know what I'm saying. You go into some of these convenience stores, CVS's, drugstores, whatever, and they have the blood pressure machines. Well, get ready because that's what it'll be like. That's what it's going to be like, certainly for the Democrats. They're going to be lining up if ultimately it climbed higher, if it was up over five or over, and that would spell big-time trouble and maybe a huge switch. Who the Republican would be who could swoop in there and take advantage of it, I think there's a couple of different people that might, and especially if there's a brokered convention. Although right now, that's not happening. Pelosi's trying to get in front of it because she would be the watchdog, certainly for the president. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC chair, actually might start throwing out some of that same raw meat because it's just a killer. It's a killer to a presidency, absolutely. And Newt Gingrich is rolling the dice, figuring, okay, if I jump in here and get in front of this, and when we see it go up to some crazy number that we haven't seen, then I want to be the person out there that is going to say, I came up with the alternative energy plan, and here you go. Do you think this is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court? Right at the top of the show, I think it's worth also throwing this out. Seven states now have decided they're going to challenge the birth control coverage rule. Who are the seven states? Well, the lawsuit that's in the U.S. District Court of Nebraska, that's where it starts. It goes from Nebraska to Florida, Michigan, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Texas. And what the suit says is that the new rule violates the First Amendment rights of any of the groups that object to using contraceptives. This was part of the federal health care law that nobody really had any kind of a flap over because they didn't realize it, I guess, that it was there. Now it's under massive fire from all kinds of religious groups that object to the use of birth control. So because last week at this time he was being hammered, the president said they're going to shift the requirement from the employers to the health insurers. But that still doesn't address the problem. This is still a problem. And now that it's being challenged, does it end up going all the way to the Supreme Court? And the answer is that it could. This could be another constitutional challenge, just like the one that's happening with the oral arguments at the end of March. There you go. But should we tie up our judicial branch answering yet another health care problem? Another problem with the language in what's become a law. Now, there's something worth debating. When we have so many challenges, how fast can they rip through? How fast can the Supremes rip through ones like this one? Or would you rather see them focus on things like that and rights and constitutional issues? A valid thing to talk about, and we're going to have some people on next week on both sides of it to just really take their pulse. So Newt Gingrich is taking advantage of any little tiny crack in the door that he sees. And besides gasoline and talking about the price of gas and his plan and how he's going to unveil it in a half hour special, rather, he also is saying that he cannot believe that there was a U.S. apology to Afghanistan for burning Qurans on a military base. He's not the only one. Sarah Palin also jumped in on that, saying that the president apologizing for an inadvertent Quran burning this week is for the U.S. trained and protected Afghan army is ridiculous. They could turn around and apologize for our soldiers yesterday. Why didn't they do that? The rest of the story coming up in just a minute here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 23rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,776.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,819.99, $909.99 for a half ounce, or $455 per quarter ounce. That's $1,819.99, $909.99, and $455.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, and again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Doesn't it feel good? Ooh, my favorite day. Friday is a fun day. To be sure, it'll be a big weekend in Los Angeles with the Oscars. Who wins the best picture, best actor, best actress, that kind of thing. And you might not even care about that. It's like, oh, another award show. Who cares? I know I saw a couple of good movies this year, and I actually saw a couple of good movies. I'd say The Descendants was a good movie. Midnight in Paris was a good movie. I like Owen Wilson. Moneyball was a great movie. I didn't see War Horse or Tree of Life or Hugo or The Artist or Extremely Loud and Incredibly Proud. I didn't see that, so I can't say. The Help was pretty decent. I saw that. Then you look at, you know, the women who are nominated for Best Actress. You know, people like Rooney Mara, who was the girl with the dragon tattoo, and what a transformation that was, or Meryl Streep. She also transformed herself into Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, or Michelle Williams, My Week with Marilyn. So you have three actresses who were playing, well, two actresses who were playing people, famous people. And a lot of times the Oscar will go in that direction. So coming up, we'll let you hear a clip of one of the movies that I really enjoyed when I actually took the time to go out and see a flick. Because here's the thing about the movies. One, how long do you have to wait before the actual movie comes on, which could be a long time if it's opening weekend. Two, for what you're going to pony up for it, is it really going to be worth it in the end? And then three, dragging yourself out when you have limited time to go and see it on the big screen, when you can just wait and say, I'll just wait for Redbox or Netflix or whatever. So if I trudge out to see it, I'm really hoping, I got my fingers crossed, that it's going to be like a good ball game and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to forget about the nonsense that we talk about so much, so often on this show. And that includes the politics of the day out of Washington. It just makes you shake your head. Now, out of Washington, though, the politics is a couple of days off. So there's a buildup as to what's going to happen next week. The president earlier in the week signed in the payroll extension, but that lasts 10 months. So then that's up again next year. So there's going to be more conversation this time next year about payroll tax cuts, whether it should be extended again. We're a nation of Band-Aids. Welcome to the United States of America. We'll put a Band-Aid on it because it's easier to do that than actually solve the problem. I wanted to continue and fill in the blanks on that back story about what happened with the Quran. And I mentioned that Newt Gingrich was upset and couldn't believe that there was a formal apology coming from the administration. So here was the deal. There were copies that were found burned in a garbage pit on a U.S. airfield. Absolutely. So a few hours later, there was an Afghan soldier who had killed two U.S. troops and wounded a bunch of others, supposedly in retaliation for the Quran burning. You know, that's ridiculous. And so what Newt Gingrich is saying is that Hamid Karzai owes the U.S. an apology for the shootings, and that the Afghans don't deserve the apology of the United States. And the Obama administration says, no, that's not true. The apology is appropriate, given the religious sensitivities involved. And here's the thing. The Quran was burned. How, why, all that kind of stuff is what, number one, I would want to know anyway. How does crap like that leak out? I mean, who's on the base that's reporting that, that then leads to the death of two soldiers, I think is outrageous. I think it's outrageous that some Afghan soldier comes up to two troops and shoots them in the head, and that's retaliation, and a few other people. So something's wrong with that picture. We don't have the whole story there in the first place. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, the best movie is the Muppet movie.
I didn't see the Muppet movie. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah. You got to go see it.
I heard, you know what, in all seriousness, I know we go back and forth. You're right. I heard it was really good if you were a kid of the Muppets, or even not, that it was really a fun movie to see.
It is.
Oh, cool.
It's well worth watching. It's a
all right. I'm going to, you
movie.
Sold me.
But it's a big Obama secret plot, people up against the oil.
Oh, are you talking about that? It's ridiculous. But how about that? Or you're talking about that movie that everybody's talking about, the Dr. Seuss book. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to say, no matter what, this is the truth. I mean, if you're a Republican and you think that that's good bait to use, you shouldn't run for any office. Because you want to talk about really reaching for a load of crap. That is a stupid thing to even put out there. Because, listen, Hollywood, not for nothing, they might fawn all over whoever they think should be president. But trust me, they're not making movies, I don't think, at least in this day and age, with the egos and the money involved, with the big fat egos involved. There's not some sinister plot. There's no way you can pull that off.
I know, but it's just those wackos out there.
I know, and that is a wacko. You know, you want to put a column, sensible, stupid, and completely off the reservation, that would go there.
But it's a good, fun movie to watch. I mean, like I say, it's a family movie, too, so.
Okay, cool.
So, I'll check it out. You watched The Muppets when they was on TV?
I did. I like The Muppets.
It's about as good as that, so.
Cool.
But, No, it's Afghanistan. You know, we ought to get out of there because no matter what we do, they'll go find something to, you know, shoot at us or stab us in the back or something. Just need to get out of there altogether.
I agree, because what are we going to do? Here's the thing. Everything will go back into the Taliban control. The people are illiterate.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to throw water on this whole thing because we've lost lives and spent so much money. And, you know, Rick, honestly, that's who I worry about, the soldiers. So two soldiers were alive and thriving today, or they were fine, and now they're dead because some idiot leaks out that they found some burnt Qurans on the base. That's just flat out wrong because somebody leaked that out there.
Well, these ones riding and everything, they worked for the government in there. They worked in that compound.
And so they should never, then here's the thing, why does anyone have access to whatever was, what those books that had been burned? I mean, that's a big, huge blunder that led to the death of two people.
Well, see, the Americans don't think about that stuff, you know.
And that's, you're right, and that's poor. That means you don't even know, you know, that whole thing about know thine enemy, or how about Sun Tzu, keep your enemy close. You have to know who, what, where, when, and why. How can you not know that? The religious aspect is huge. That's the problem. That's why we're in these countries, and that's why you and I both think it's ridiculous, because you're not going to solve that riddle. It's been there for thousands of years. If you have Shiites and Sunnis, they don't want to get along. They don't want to be in bed together. One of them is going to blow each other up, for example. And in this case, where you have people who are dirt poor, who are illiterate, who only get their news from the mosque, they are pure bait for the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I say that it's a different culture. When I used to that stuff.
Yes,
there.
You're right. It's a different culture, and shame on them for not paying attention to what could have happened there. Rick, great conversation. We were on the same side of it. Woohoo! Have a good weekend.
You take care.
Bye bye. You know, it's true. You would have to know that. It's customs, culture, all of it. And now anybody that's serving knows and will say, well, that's not true. We do know that. We've talked to people, and yes, we are very careful about it. But somebody slipped up, whoever was in charge, whoever specifically was in charge of what happened with the burning or the people that were involved in that, however or wherever that leads, that's where the mistake happened. And you couldn't let that happen in the first place, because it's bound to lead to incredible disaster. We know the sensitivity issue. And that's it in a nutshell. All right, coming up, we're going to let you hear in our next segment a little snippet of The Descendants. A movie that George Clooney was in. I saw it over the holidays with my mother, actually, and liked it because I'm a big fan of the state of Hawaii. And it mixes some of that in there. Plus, we're going to hit a couple of other things that have been creating buzz across the land, perhaps in your own backyard. Hang with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the things to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my food. You can make me scream.
Here's some things that rocked the house when we talked about them. Just a couple of years ago and in the past year, Bradley Manning, that story, charged in the WikiLeaks case. You know, there's part of me that really feels for this guy because I think he was duped. And you know what? It was great for WikiLeaks because everybody and their brother was tripping over themselves. And why not to read the information, shockingly, the stuff that secrets, basically memos from the State Department that were leaked. WikiLeaks, get it? So you got somebody like Private Bradley Manning, this soldier who's now certainly is accused of the biggest leak of intelligence docs ever in the military's history. And he's formally charged now, after all this time. And what is he charged with? Well, aiding the enemy is a capital offense. Prosecutors aren't seeking the death penalty. If convicted on all charges, Manning would face life in prison. He's 24 years old. He's certainly suspected of giving thousands of secret docs to WikiLeaks, to that website. He was arraigned in Fort Meade, Maryland. Where is his friend Julian Assange now? Before a military judge, this is the start of the court-martial for him. That's what that means. He was in his dress uniform. His hands were clasped as he sat there, and he deferred pleading guilty or not guilty to the charges until a later date. He can enter a plea at any time before the start of the trial. That's how that works. So holding it off and choosing a different form for the trial could be part of what the strategy might be there. I don't know that, but that's kind of how it was explained to me. It might be that. So here's the charges. Aiding the enemy, huge. Wrongfully causing intelligence to be published on the Internet. Transmitting national defense information and theft of public property or records. Ooh, this is going to be a little bit of a process to be sure. I think there's people that would like to see him get the death penalty if he was found 100% guilty, but he's not going to get that. They're not seeking that. But, man, you're part of the United States. You're not United States soldier. United States soldier. And I see it as a betrayal. I do. I see it as a betrayal. I think it's amazing that those documents were out there and crazy things were mixed into the documents and you could read them. From that point of view, when I, you know, freedom of information on my side of it, you think, wow, I can't believe I'm reading this. But on the other side of it, how he was duped into that, how he did that, and not, what was he, not realizing the consequences? Row, row, row your boat, and good luck when we take away the oars. And that's what's happened to him, and I think he was stunned. I think he wasn't prepared for what was going to happen and didn't realize ultimately that he would be out there trying to paddle the boat on his own because he wasn't going to get any help, that's to be sure. All right, here's another thing that I think is creating some buzz in the backyard. Whether, you know, this guy should be charged. People are talking about this from Georgia to Los Angeles to New York to Dallas, Texas to Ottumwa, Iowa, or Connecticut or Portland, Maine. The other story that really caught a lot of people, I think, by surprise, sad to see this, is that mid-air helicopter collision that killed 7 Marines. I mean, my goodness. When you think about how this happened, and you're talking about in the desert, Arizona, California, on that border, and they were based at Camp Pendleton. One was from Yuma. It happened during a routine training op. And in my mind, and I know this is the same thing military people are thinking, it's dangerous. You just are not thinking that way. You're thinking of being in Afghanistan or Iraq or someplace like that, but it can happen right here in the United States when they're doing what seems to be to other people routine maneuvers. And it happened, and I kind of know this area, in the Chocolate Mountains on the California side of the range, so close to Yuma. And it was an AH-1W Super Cobra attack helicopter and a UH-1Y Huey chopper that were part of the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing. And they collided. So they're looking into how that happened. They don't want to make any kind of assumptions. Was it weather? You know, did weather play a factor? Doesn't look like that. Was visibility cut because of nightfall or dust? You know, I lived in Albuquerque and they called a brownout. So did that happen with choppers landing and taking off? Because that would stir things up. And, you know, sadly, think about this. That's a lot of Marines. Those Marines, the Marines on board, were getting prepared for deployment to Afghanistan. And they train weekly. They go out there because they mimic what they would see in Afghanistan, sadly. They didn't release the names of any of the soldiers until their families are notified. But, wow, just so, so sad. Getting ready to go to Afghanistan and practicing the maneuvers that they would have seen there, that they could have seen there, trying to get them as ready as possible, and then they never even make it there in the first place. They never even make it out of our own desert. But one of those freak accidents, and when you sign up and you're part of the military, you know that even if you're doing what seemingly is, it can be routine, you're still talking about aircraft and unpredictability with helicopters and whatnot. And that's exactly what brought them down. I think probably as they investigate that further, that's why they threw out the thing with the brownout, with all of the dirt and stuff that was stirred up with the constant landings and whatnot. Most likely it was probably that. All right, this would also move the needle in North Carolina and beyond. I mean, who wants to talk about John Edwards anymore? But this just becomes official that the sex tapes that were apparently made are going to be destroyed. They reached a settlement. Talk about a fall from grace for this guy. And how the story goes is the guy was the former aide to Edwards and is one-time mistress who we had a child by, they were complicit, apparently, in the tapes. And the tapes were of Edwards and the woman, Ryle Hunter, who we had the child with. So the aide had gotten a hold of them. And what happened was there was a settlement between Andrew Young, his wife, and Hunter, the woman who sued them. So they settled the whole thing. What she was suing them for was invasion of privacy, and she just wanted the tapes back that she said were hers. So what the settlement says is that had to be an interesting process in the courtroom. The settlement talks about the transfer and then ultimately the destruction of the video. They had photographs and there was other things. There was nothing with money in this thing. It just nothing. No monetary damages at all. And they didn't admit any kind of, didn't have any liability there. I think nobody really cares or wants to see any kind of a sex tape anyway with John Edwards. But what's interesting is what's going to happen soon here, this trial for John Edwards, because that has not gone away. In Edwards' case, if he's convicted on these counts that he's facing, he could face up to 30 years in prison and certainly a fine of over $1 million, and that's for taking PAC money to pay for the video, the videographer, which is the woman that he was fooling around with ultimately, and talk about taking you down. There's a good chance that she's going to take him down that road of no return, and he could end up in a jumper somewhere. We move from that buzz in your backyard to ultimately what was on the big screen. Oscar weekend is big. Sunday night is the Oscars in Los Angeles. If you live in California even, the entire day you get up at 6 o'clock, you eat your eggs, and already they're talking about the movie stars, their makeup, what they're wearing, what kind of tuxedo. It's crazy. It's like Inauguration Day in Washington. It is the biggest day in California. One of the movies that is up for Best Picture is called The Descendants, and it stars George Clooney. Take a listen.
Get out of my underwear, you freak!
Okay, no. Back inside, put on a swimsuit.
Why?
Now!
It's Clooney with Clooney, who's was married once, had no children. It's Clooney in a role where he's got two daughters, and I won't give away the whole thing just in case you want to see it. But it has to do with his wife and the whole process of her being in a coma, let's say. It was a cleverly done movie. I thought it was good, actually. I'd give it a thumbs up, and I'd say that it's in the running. It's unlikely, but it doesn't mean it won't win it. It was a terrific movie, and it gives you a sense of Hawaii. And I'm not going to tip my hand and tell you the whole picture, but talking about land rights and that kind of thing. I don't know how many people realize this, but you cannot own any kind of land in Hawaii. You are leasing it. If you wanted to buy a condo there, I think it's like a 99-year lease, something like that. Hey, coming up on the flip side. Oh, I said it. I gave up flip side for Lent. That's only once. You know what we're going to do? We are going to hit the mailbag. That's the thing. The mailbag to me. I got my shoes on. I'm walking down to the mail room. What was I thinking? It is overflowing, and we're going to get to that next.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com. promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We would check the mail each and every show. I always remind everybody, if you have any thoughts, you want to get them off your chest, send them to me, americatonight.net. Slam on that email. Get your email groove going. That's the best way. I know a lot of you are tired getting that sleepy eye thing going on, but yet you're thinking, man, what did she say? I gotta chime in on that. Don't be afraid to shoot me an email. So with that being said, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
All right, this one comes to us from Stefan, who says, Kate, sad stuff over that helicopter collision. I don't know if you saw it or not. Seven Marines dead. They were headed to Afghanistan. Life can be cruel. Yeah, that was, we talked about that. That is a terrible deal. But people forget with the training exercises, it's not a layup. We've seen, and you know, it'd be interesting to ultimately, in a way, pull the stats together. I mean, how often does that happen? And a couple times a year at least. It's just not talked about. Maybe boom when it first happens, but it's sad. It is. It's awful. The Marines were going to serve in Afghanistan, and they never even made it to Afghanistan. Instead, most likely because of the conditions with the desert and the nightfall being just ripe for that, they didn't see each other. But that's what happened. They just didn't see each other. I'm assuming that's what it is. They're still investigating it. Maybe it's something else, but it doesn't look like that. I even saw photographs of it, and it sure didn't look like it to me. All right, let's move over to another one. This comes to us from Liz, listening to us in Texas. Liz says, Yo, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Crazy what's going on with this contraceptive nonsense. Komen really stepped into the middle of it. I don't think I'll go pink ever again. How about the states that decided they're going to sue the gov over this mandate? Do you think this goes all the way to the Supreme Court? Hey, I think it has a great chance to go to the Supreme Court, depending on what the judge says, because this constitutionality thing, so it falls right in line with the other challenge. And if that's being challenged, and this is part of the part of healthcare, I think it could go all the way up the chain. It's a 25-pager, short to the point. And in the suit, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Kathleen Sebelia, the HHS secretary, is actually named, and Treasury and all that. I mean, the list is long, but that's the main. And they're saying that it's a violation of First Amendment, of the First Amendment and Religious Freedom Restoration Act, because it requires employees at church-affiliated spots like hospitals and groups to get health coverage for contraception and other birth control services, and that's not, you know, this is protected constitutionally. So it's the issue of the government and religious institutions and individuals and whatnot. Isn't it interesting that nobody in putting the healthcare law together saw it, because it was about female healthcare, and people are thinking contraception, but you have to remember many women, forget that for a second, many women are treated with birth control pills for things that are female related that have nothing to do, really honestly, with reproduction. The pills are used for something else, like endometriosis. I can barely say it, endometriosis. As I had a sister-in-law who was treated that way. And the problem is there's not going to be any cherry picking there. So the Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott said that the government rule under health care reform law passed in 2010 compels people of faith to act contrary to their convictions. So it's wrong. This could go all the way. I wouldn't be surprised. Half of the people polled, and this is worth mentioning this because there was actually a survey or poll or whatever you want to call it that was done on this. Half of Americans polled say they oppose the administration's new policy, and just because he changed, I remember saying that insurance had to pay it, he announced that. And this is just one where he couldn't put the genie back in the bottle, to be honest, and that just, you couldn't do it. It wasn't happening. No way, no how was that happening. This is sad to me. The World Trade Center, the construction, they basically have run out of money. It's cost a fortune to build what they're building there. And then I also happen to see that some steel beams are falling off 40 stories at the World Trade Center construction site. They're lucky because there's always so many hard hats usually around there. I shouldn't say always, but there have been that nobody was hurt. It was 3 6-foot steel suckers that fell all those floors, 40 stories, and that was after a crane apparently had knocked them. So when the crane knocked, you know, cable snapped and knocked them, there wasn't anyone below. Nobody was injured because several tons they'd be done. I mean, hurling from 40 feet, no. When that broke and it flew out there, they're lucky that was it. It's a 72-story building that's going to face the World Trade Center Memorial Park that, of course, honors the victims of 9/11. It's supposed to open in the fall of 2013, but I'm not so sure. They might be off schedule because of the running out of money thing, so maybe not. How about this earthquake that slammed into Northern California? Boy, there have been a lot of earthquakes lately. This was 5.5, the U.S. Geological Survey. They take those measurements, so 5.5 on the Richter scale. And where was it? Outside of Redding, rather. So about 20 miles, because you look at the depth of it. They say there's no injuries or damage or any of that. That's the good news. But scary when you're thinking of when will the big one hit, because that's what people in California talk about. They talk about what to do when that happens, just assuming that it's going to happen sometimes. But they've been talking about that for a very long time, not just yesterday. They've been talking about it for decades, and there have been a couple of really huge earthquakes. The Bay Area quake, remember in 89, that was pretty scary. The Candlestick Park on TV, it looked like it was going to come down almost. It was like they were doing the wave. The building was doing the wave, and being inside would have had to be freaky for the people that were watching the A's and the Giants. Had to be a scary, scary thing to witness the feel of that building, because that's what it is. It's a rolling feeling that you get. Oof. I said the Oscars, so I'm going to pepper that conversation in. We're this weekend. You know what's really annoying about the Oscars, if you flip on, I charge all of you with this. It's what happens when you listen to the speeches. They're terrible. If you get a good speech, that, you know, you're lucky. No offense to any of the actresses, directors. They bring lists of their 10,000 people, their handlers that they have to thank. Here's comedian Carol Leifer with some advice on acceptance speeches.
Coming from a background as a stand-up comic, I always say keep it short and sweet. I love the people who have something really fun and pithy and quick to say, and then they're out of there, you know? Keep it short, sweet, and funny, and then get out of there and get a drink.
You like that. She's right. What happens is they get twisted up, and then the worst is when the music plays, and it means that they've gone over and they need to get off the stage, so they hurriedly scream something in the microphone at the tail end of the people that they're thanking, whose names you have no clue who they are. They read off the gigantic list, and that's it. Going over it all the way down to the bottom, and there's like 15, 20 different people, and other than the actors in the movie, you have no clue. You have no clue who those people are.